book Hebrews, part 261. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. It's one which I haven't written, but it's originally a 1611 King James Bay Bible, which had been altered with all the Hebrew names in it. It was done by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, and it is one of the best English stroke Hebrew Bibles you can lay your hands on. I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, international code +27 for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yaffa.co.za. As you can see on the right hand top here, this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. Hallelujah. We're always glad when there's new people. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to start the week with a Bible study in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. You must follow the study, what is your God's name, if you haven't done it up till now. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11, and we have taken one of our confirmation scriptures, which is Jude 1 verse 14 to 18. Now, that was the scripture that we was looking at. Alright. Now, we just concluded Jude 1 verse 14 to 18. Again, we need to study certain scriptures that would reveal the truth about that was said and done. Now, you need to use your safety belt. It's very important. We're going to study Matthew 17 verse 1 and onwards. Matthew 17 verse 1. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to open your Bible so that you can read the scripture with me. And I trust that you do have a 1611 King James Bible with you. Right, Matthew 17 verse 1. And after 6 days, Yahushua taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. Now, it is common knowledge that very often when it was needed, Yahushua would go to the mountains and pray. But most of the time when he go to pray, he would be by himself. But on this stage, he takes 3 witnesses with him. Apostle Peter, James, and John, his brother. Now verse 2. And was he, Yahushua, was. Now I want you to, I'm going to read verse 1 and then verse 2. And after 6 days, Yahushua taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, that his must be a capital H, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was, now that is he, that's Yahushua, was transferred before them. So he changed of image right in front of them. And his, that his must be a capital H, face that shine as the sun. And his, capital H, remnant was white as the light. So what happened? He changed right in front of their eyes. As they were there, suddenly Yahushua's image, his body, changed. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Him, capital H. That's Yahushua. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah Now, Moses didn't ascend into heaven alive. He died on the mountain. He saw the land Canaan, but he didn't enter because he sinned by when he had to speak to the rock. He hit the rock and water came out. And that Yahweh told him that he would see the city or the land, the promised land Canaan, but he will not enter into it. Now, who are the two figures that we see here? Moses, which were a massive instrument in the hands of Yahushua, leading Israel from Egypt after 430 years of captivity. So he played a major role in the lives of the Israelites. Moses was the person who received 613 laws from Father Yahweh in the course of 40 years, whereby which became the laws, the 613 laws of Moses of Israel. Now, why don't we find Enoch here? Surely, when I look at the two figures, which is Elijah and the prophet Elijah and Moses, I would rather have understood that Enoch should have been here instead of Moses. Why? Because everybody says that Enoch was taken up into heaven alive. The book Enoch says so, and we've seen it in the writings of Apostle Paul, and we picked it up in the writings of Jude. But he was never taken up alive. We know according to Genesis, that Genesis 5, that he was just no more. So he died. If he ascended into heaven alive, he would have appeared here. Because these two figures that appears here are two of the most important figures of the Old Testament, which was Moses and Elijah. And behold, there appear unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. That's Yahushua. Then answered Peter and said unto Yahushua, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles. Now this is wonderful that he says tabernacles, because there are translations that says three tents. Let's make three tents. Now what is a tabernacle? A tabernacle is nothing different to a tent. It's a cloth, a place where they can worship. When Moses was traveling through the desert with Israel for 40 years, what did they have? They had the tabernacle, which traveled with them. So a tabernacle is nothing else than a small place or a large place, all depend, which is a place of worship. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles. One for thee, as he must be a capital H, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. So they, why don't we see anything about Enoch? Why don't we see anything about Enoch? Because the influence of the book Enoch didn't happen in the time of the New Testament. The influence of Enoch happened a further 1,400 years later, in the 16th century and in the 17th century. Then only did suddenly the name Enoch appeared, as if he was taken up alive. Because this is the way that people does reviews of manuscripts and Bibles. They translate into that. I hate reviewed Bibles, because the people that does the reviewing, they write their own church dogma and theology in the Reviewing Bible. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. So immediately, what do we find? We find Apostle Peter, who wants to worship. The moment that he sees Moses and Elijah, he wants to worship. Now, how did they know it was Moses and Elijah, the apostles 2,000 years ago? Because Moses lived 1,000 years before, well, 1,100 years before the disciples. How did they know that it was Elijah and Moses? Yahushua surely should have told them, this is Moses and Elijah. Or an angel most probably announced their presence. Verse 5, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Now I want you to look at verse 5 very intensively. While they were spoken, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the clouds said. Now that voice I will make a capital V, because it is Yahushua's, or Yahweh the Father's voice. Well, how do I know it? Well, the next sentence actually confirms it. Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my, now my must be a capital letter, and beloved must be a capital letter. This is my beloved son. Who is it? Yahushua. In whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Him, capital H, in brackets, Yahushua. Immediately, Yahweh doesn't refer to Elijah or Moses, but he refers to Yahushua. Now, does that sound familiar? I'm going to read verse 5 again. And I want you to run your brain and think backwards. Didn't we hear this same sentence or declaration before? He says, and behold, the middle of verse 5, behold a voice out of the clouds, we said, now it didn't say the clouds were the first time, he said out of the heavens, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Can you remember? Yes, surely, I'm sure you remember. When Yahushua was immersed or baptized by John the Immerser, when the Ruach HaKodesh came down upon Yahushua like a dove, it wasn't a dove or a white dove, like a dove, a voice out of heaven. You remember when I was doing the water, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now the scripture says, on the confirmation of two or three testimonies, anything will stand, especially in a court. If you have testimonies of two or three people, make sure your case so strong. Now this is the second time. The first time when Yahushua was immersed by John the Immerser, Yahweh said, this is my, when he received the right hand, Isaiah 53, when he received the right hand of the power of the Father. Because remember, when we were doing the demonstration, I showed you, if I pour all the water into the empty glass, then the body, the glass would have exploded. Couldn't obtain the full power of Father Yahweh. Although there's a scripture that says that in him dwell the fullness of the Godhead. No, the fullness of what the human body could obtain, which was only the right hand, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8, that was poured into Yahushua. And from that moment on, he became the son of Yahweh. Before that, he was called the son of man, not the son of the Father. Son of Man. Now he says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So take knowledge, take heed of what he was about to say to him, to Yahushua. Now suddenly we have a revelation here that the Father Yahweh confirms the fact that Yahushua is his beloved Son. You can go and read the rest of Matthew 17 verse 6 to the end, because we're going to deal with it, and see if you can find the revelation in the rest of the scripture. And if you can confirm your own knowledge that it is Elijah and Moses, and not in the place of Moses, he was Enoch. Till tomorrow morning of his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.